أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. These ayat were revealed on the occasion when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In the course of the journey, an argument broke out between one Muhajir Sahabi and one Ansari Sahabi that went further into a little bit of a fight, and then the Ansari Sahabi called out for help for all the Ansar to come and help him. And on the other side, the Muhajir Sahabi called on the Muhajirin Sahaba to help him against the fight. So this was a very dangerous and a very explosive situation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, what are these talks of ignorance that I'm hearing, and the talks which have got such a foul smell in them? However, that settlement took place. But this news reached the leader of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay as-Salul, and he became very happy about this, that now there is a division amongst the Muslims and he can exploit that. And this is one thing that we have to be very careful about, but in fact it is so much existing already. We are so divided, all of us. The division and no unity in the Muslims, and the division in the Muslims, the non-Muslims are using. We made pieces of ourselves, they are making months out of us now. That even in one family, one brother or somebody believes this way, another one believes another way, the whole communities and families are also split. So this is a thing that we have to be very careful about, and we must not cause division amongst ourselves. However, Abdullah ibn Ubay as-Salul, the leader of the Munafiqs, he became very happy because he was about to be elected as the chief, the leader of the people of Medina. But just then, before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and the Muhajirin, the Ansar, were at that time bigger in number, and they were following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the leader of Medina Sharif. Just like we have voting today, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in. Later, of course, the Ansar were bigger in number. Later, the Muhajirin were bigger in number as time went on. But anyway, he was very upset about this, just like today. Any person who wants to become the president or something, and he doesn't get the votes, he becomes very upset about it. So Abdullah ibn Ubay, the Munafiq, was very, very upset and cross about this, and he was looking for an occasion, and he found this ideal occasion. On that, these ayat were revealed that when we go back to Medina Sharif, the people who are Na'uzubillah, the honorable people, that is, this people, the Munafiqeen and them, and together with the help of the Ansar, we will chase out the Muhajirin from Makkah. And together with them, we will chase out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzubillah. And also further, he said, we must not spend money upon these about the Muhajirin. They came as a poor nation, they were like refugees, they came like that. And we must not support them and support Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that way, we will get rid of them. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard of this. And he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Allah's Rasul, if you permit me, I will chop the head off of this munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do that. I will tolerate him. I will accept it. Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another sahabi, came when he heard of this and informed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what this munafiq, this hypocrite has said. And if you permit me, I will also go and kill him. So Nabi sallallahu, he came and he brought this message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned for Abdullah ibn Ubay to verify the case. Who is speaking? What does he say? He denied and immediately took qasams. And he took lot of qasams, and that is the way of the munafiqeen. They take lot of qasams. Anyway, now Zayd ibn Arqam had no proof on his side. They're in a case, you have to have proof also. And he just had his own word. And on the other side, he took qasams. So the case was decided in favor of Abdullah ibn Ubay. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he threw out the case, leave him. We haven't got evidence, leave him. But then Allah revealed the surah al-Munafiqun, the whole surah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Abdullah for Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and recited the surah to him and told him, Allah has testified to your truthfulness, that what you spoke was the truth. Then Abdullah, the son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, Abdullah ibn Salul, who was the munafiq, but his son was a very true and genuine Muslim. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he heard of this. And he said that by Allah, you can ask my whole tribe, there is nobody who honors his father more than what I honor my father. But when he has said these words, if you permit me, I will go and chop his head off. And if you wish to do that, please don't give this job to anyone else. I myself will cut my father's head off. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I will tolerate him. And then he went to his father. There are different narrations that there in the, while in the journey, he put his father's head on the ground and rubbed it on the ground and say, admit you are the disgraced one and Allah's Rasul is the honorable one. He had no choice but to do it. One narration, he stood at the entrance of Medina Sharif and he said, I won't let you enter. I'll chop your head off until you admit you are the disgraced one and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the honorable one. He had no choice but to do that. So these ayat were revealed on that occasion, and we will just explain them tomorrow inshaAllah, and then we will see that how the love of Islam was in the Sahaba, and the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the son who was the most, there was nobody else who treated his father better, but for the sake of Islam, today we give up everything else, we give up all things of Islam for all dunya's things. We followed in the ways of the non-Muslims. We live like them. Our sporting life is like that. Our leisure life is like theirs. Everything. We don't have Islamic way of life within us. We have to bring this and the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when Islam will come alive. And that is when our problems will get sorted out. Otherwise, we are all wondering, where is Allah's help? Why is Allah's not help coming? The Muslims are suffering so much in the world. They are being humiliated. When we follow their lifestyle, then that is what we are going to get in return. May Allah make it easy for us that we become regular on our deen. And whatever efforts of deen are taking place, we take part in all these efforts to bring deen within our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.